Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Anthony Haney in here just trying to cause trouble, talking about overthrows. Anthony weighs 106 pounds.
You can overthrow him, throw him overboard.
Bemich and Finley on a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit Mayos, M-I-O-S, careers.com to view open positions and apply today. We're going to ignore Anthony Haney and just get to the phones. They are packed. Rhonda's on the Bay Bridge. Rhonda, I hope you're not walking. You're on with Bemich and Finley.
Hey, guys. Nope, I'm driving. Actually, I'm off the Bay Bridge now and getting ready to hang a right here, heading towards Ocean City.
Uh-oh. You want to play golf or just hang out?
Well, I'm heading to the eastern shore of Virginia. All right.
What'd you think last night, Rhonda?
Question for you guys. So I was at the game, and I kind of had a side view, so I haven't been able to see any of the instant replays of D-Hop's miss. But do you think the offsides disrupted the timing of the snap, you know, the hold and the kick? Or do you think he just flat out, you know, missed it?
Flat out missed it.
Okay, so then my next question is, you know, we signed that guy to the practice squad a couple weeks ago, and I think we've released him. Is that you know, what was that an indication of? Are we, you know, testing the waters? Is, you know, maybe Ron sort of losing faith? Or what do you think?
I think that was the COVID thing, honestly, just to have somebody in there. I don't – listen, the guy's 6-7 now and just hit a game winner. So they're not losing faith now. I know Lamphill might want him gone, but he's fairly – I bet he's now in as steady a position as he's been this year. Thank you for the call, Rhonda. Safe travels to the Eastern Shore. Lanville, do you agree with that as the preeminent Hopkins hater? I think he's pretty secure.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. He clearly missed a kick.
They gave him a game ball
to lose
last
the game.
Night too.
That's absurd. He missed a kick to lose the game.
Well, they
and
won
then
the game on the kick he made.
Was gifted a second chance. You get no credit. None. Mm-hmm. You were 50-50 on game-winning kicks that you have to make.
Only one of them won the game.
That's not good.
How can you lose a game winner when you win?
The penalty had nothing to do with the miss.
Brian, can I just ask you a quick
question? He luck boxed into it.
Can you miss a game winner when you win?
That kick was missed.
He missed it.
And I'm going to just say this. We can make it how we want. We can sugarcoat it. It's something going on there.
Let's go to Lewis in Silver Spring. What's up, Big Lou?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm with you on the Hive today. I'm real excited about Taylor Heinicke, and I'm happy for the kid. You know, this is an offensive league, and you know, we've been dying for more points, and we got them last night. So you know, it looks like he's gonna keep us in games, give us a chance to win, and As far as the defense goes, I'm a little bit concerned. But listening to you guys talk to D. Hall, it sounds like there's some communication issues and things going on. I'm not concerned necessarily from a talent standpoint. So I hope that if the guys aren't getting it done, I'm going to trust in Ron to give some other guys some playing time and next man up if these guys can't get it done, you know, and the linebackers and the secondary. So thanks, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate you, Lewis.
The thing for me, though, communication gaps. That's a problem. I mean, we discussed this with Minuski's defense prior to these to this staff coming. We discussed all the communication issues. You're in the second year now, and you're having communication issues. What? I mean,
yeah.
It's like we make excuses instead of looking at things. What is happening? What's going on?
Couple good tweets here. Tim Smith says, love, love, love Heinicke. The kind of guy this town loves. However, we were sold this book of goods with a top five defense, and they look bottom five. It's a major, major concern and likely to derail the season more than Heinicke can make up for. Scott Becker, he's worried a little about the D. Scott Becker says, worried a little about the D, but not overly concerned. They started slow last year, and we all know they have talent. Ron's teams do usually improve over the course of the year.
How many sacks they had in the first game last year? Five, six, something like that. They didn't start slow. They hit the ground running.
They hit the ground running week one and then weren't great against
Browns, Cardinals, Ravens. They had an offense
Cardinals,
that kept them on the football field consistently. When you look at the Browns game, and yeah, I was saying that they got to step up and do some things, which I wasn't one that was like sitting up here raving so much because I felt that you can't say you're great at defense when you can't stop the run.
Totally. Our guy Tailgate Ted is on the line. Ted, what's up, buddy? You're on with Beamish and Finley.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
You sound as tired as the rest of us.
Oh, yeah, man. It was a long 23-hour day yesterday.
Ted might be the only dude that gets to the stadium before the media does. I don't even know how you get. Ted must have a super secret pass to get through security and get to set up his wild tailgate van.
That's a little bit of a secret, man. Let's not put that one out there. All but right. It just remember the movie, the Replacements.
Sure.
And Gene Hackman has that line in there saying, "There's no tomorrow for you," and that makes you all dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is Heinicke. He knows that this is his shot, and there, you know, technically is it tomorrow considering Fitz is hurt, but he goes out there and he plays with his hair on fire. And I am not concerned about him because he gives us his all when he's there. But this defense, what is going on with their conditioning? That first touchdown drive, Chase was out on four of those plays. Montez was out on three. I mean, why are these guys not in there? It wasn't hot last night. That first game against the Chargers, it was a scorcher. But what's happening?
Well, I just say, let's go back to our training camp. Let's go back to preseason. I discussed it. Everybody shot it down because we want to make sure we get everybody to the first game. But they didn't get ready to play football. They weren't getting in shape to play NFL football, four quarters of football. And that is coming back to haunt us in a sense. Now, they may grow into it, but you better hope it's not too late. Just think about it. Preseason, rarely played. We always talk about gave him a day off. Took it easy on him. This, that. No, let's get these guys ready to play like every other damn team is playing.
They're all fair points, man. The one thing Ted didn't mention from the Sentinels is an all-time movie quote where Keanu Reeves says, "Pain heals, chicks dig scars, but glory lasts forever." That's up there with Pacino and
yeah, but if you're dead, you can't enjoy none of that.
Good.
So
that's a good point. Good point.
That glory don't really last.
That's a good point.
I'm going to tell you what they said in the water bar. Live the play another day.
John in Manassas is on the line. John, boy, you're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, thanks, guys, for taking my call.
What's up, man?
I have a few concerns, man, that I don't think I've really heard anybody bring up. My first concern is I saw four different times on 3rd-and-1 that we lined up in shotgun. Twice we lined up empty. And another time in third and two, we did the same exact thing after running the ball to get to a third and one and third and two position. It's a pretty big concern considering Antonio Gibson, I think, is our best player. Another concern of mine is we were 4-for-13 on third down, and we had 9 penalties for 80 yards. I just kind of want to get y'all's opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, the third down efficiency has been bad. They were 3-of-10 and then 4-of-13. That really kills you trying to sustain long drives. They were bailed out by some dumb Giants penalties to stay on the field.
Mm-hmm.
The short yardage runs out of shotgun.
McKissie got a touchdown on one of them, but I just think that...
That was a third and goal from, like, the two?
Yeah, I just think sometimes if you're getting shotgun, you only can run a certain amount of run plays from it.
Well, I think there was one third and short. They ran it out of shotgun. Gibson got stuffed, and then they went for it on fourth down, and it was a quick QB sneak from under center.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, I think Turner had both those play calls ready.
But like I heard somebody else last night.
Like, I think that was two down territory.
Dude, come on, man! It's short yardage. Why you keep lining up in there? And then they were throwing the ball sometimes. Like the two passes when he threw the interceptions coming out. what are you thinking?
Sure. Let's go to our guy Dell is in Ohio. Dell, you listening on the Odyssey app?
Sure am, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. Appreciate it, man.
Let's go. I don't understand how y'all can be excited after last night's game. I mean, more Heineke heroics. Again, I don't – B. Mitch, I know you want to see more of it, but, I mean, I'm in. I mean,
there's a difference between you and I. You're a fan. 100% fan.
Okay.
I have other experiences that I have to do. I don't just get excited. I understand, and I played this game to understand – one game means absolutely nothing. It could be the best game in the world.
The quote that I saw floating around, I can't verify, but I thought, like Nikki put it out there about Bron's quote. I mean, it's a funny one, but how much I feel just like it talks about trust. Don't go out, don't screw it up. I mean, he was, like, he knew exactly what he needed to do, and he went out there and did it. Put his balls on the line and said, let's go. Led the team down the field. I'm in. Like I said, today, I'm excited. Defense obviously got a lot of work. But I feel like with Heineke behind the helm, like, we're not going to have some more of that stuff about, like, you know, three and outs. Hopefully we can figure that out. But, you know, we've seen how many teams go out there with the defense quitting on us when we know it's three and out.
Let me ask you a question. When that defense was playing great last year and they built up this reputation, weren't you praising them too, weren't you? And this year now you're saying that they're making a lot of mistakes. Just listen to what I'm saying. Just like you change your mind on the defense, if this quarterbacking doesn't last the same way, you'll be changing your mind on that too.
Sure.
What I'm trying to say is
I think it's fair to be excited today.
No. Like I said, I'm excited, but I'm not gonna be stupid and just forget everything and just automatically make it to something that's not at this point.
Thank you for the call, Dell. Appreciate you. But here's what I'll say. I don't think Heineke hasn't been bad. Like, it's not like we're fooling ourselves and ignoring a poor performance from him. But to your point, it's still a very, very. We're in the second chapter of a
JP,
book, and you don't want to make a conclusion about the end of the book.
I've seen it too much, and I saw one of the most magical quarterback years ever in RG3.
Totally.
And at that point, I said the same thing. Why wouldn't I say it about a guy who's been out of college for 5-6 years and was at home? So, yes, things look good right now. And I'm excited. But I'm not sold.
That's totally fair. Yeah. Totally. And I think, the one thing with Robert is that it was kind of this gimmicky, unseen offense at that point. And Taylor last night, for the first time, I think, showed he can produce from the pocket. There wasn't a lot of running last night.
Last night he did it in the pocket.
Also not against a great defense.
Okay.
So.
And just like the we say gimmicky with Robert, everybody running those gimmicky offenses right now.
Yeah. I mean, Daniel Jones torched him with the read option.
That's what I'm trying to say. So just understand the hesitance. That's all I'm saying.
I'm with you.
I'm no different than anybody else, just that I don't just jump at everything that shows because I've seen too many chances. And in this town, we've done that.
How about this? This is a great tweet from City Maine 23. He says, I'm too hungover to call, Please talk about the interception by Taylor. Why was Scott throwing with 2 minutes left? Run the ball, waste the clock, game over.
See, and that's the thing about it. Why was Scott throwing? Scott didn't throw the football, though. And I think when we get to a point, and I have been critical of Scott, but still the quarterback decides where that ball goes. And just like we get today, like I'm saying, we are automatically forgetting everything, and it's everybody else's fault, and Taylor's great. Yeah, he did well. He did some things that weren't well, too. But as an analyst, I have to think that way. And I just want people to understand that. I don't go 100% burgundy and gold.
Sure. I thought Scott had a good game last night, though.
Who?
I thought Scott called a good game last night. The pass in that situation was
better than it was the week before.
I'd like to go to landfill on something here. This is an important question. This is from Teddy E. on Twitter. He says, what was up with Troy Aikman's bloodshot eyes?
I mean, this is a fair point. Troy Aikman, he also had that.
He was tired, man.
Giant botch when he said that Josh Allen made a great play on the defensive line.
He was tired.
Instead of John?
You know how late it was last night, man? He was tired.
He's old. He should have taken a nap.
I'm taking a nap before I film the show on Channel 4 tonight. Tell you that much.
You're old, too.
Who? JP? Yeah, he is.
Jupu. It's Jupu Finlu to you.
He is old.
I could really go for a Kit Kat. Not going to lie. Going to need some sugar. One more phone.
Reese's.
Oh, I forgot. We have those Reese's in there. Unless somebody has stolen them from me.
No, you were replacing what you stole.
Yeah, but there should be Reese's for everybody. My first order of business, if I ever become boss, permanent Reese's. We'll have like a keg of Reese's. I mean, this fruit fly is literally, I'm about to curse.
Not a fruit fly.
Get out of here. Golly. Landfill? Things flying in my father ducking mouth. The hell am I supposed to do with that?
Eat it. It's protein. I want to see this.
The things I want to say right now.
You can say them under your breath. Just don't say them out loud.
Let's go to Danny in New York. Danny, you're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, guys. Great show. I wanted to ask you about something, because you see a lot of things on national TV that you don't see 1 p.m. on Sunday. I think everybody likes Ron Rivera, like, as a person. You know, he has great poise on the sideline, and he's an actual good coach as opposed to just being John Gruden's brother. Uh-huh. But when you saw Joe Judge last night, he's screaming, he's jumping in front of refs' faces, having temper tantrums, very Matt Patricia-esque in Detroit. It's very uncomfortable to watch him. It's kind of embarrassing. And I was wondering if you think that seats actually get a lot hotter than we think a second year head coach would be.
I think he runs hot anyway.
I think that's his personality. You can't expect everybody to be the same way.
But Dave Gettleman's seat is on fire.
I'm serious. Listen, I've had coaches like Ron, and I have coaches like the other guy. It doesn't make a difference that one person is calm and one person is not. Do they get the job done? That's all that matters.
Right now, he's not. Thank you for the call, Danny. Appreciate
Gettleman's, like you said, Gettleman's seat is hot, not the player. But, I mean, I don't know why people look at sports and expect everybody to be cut from the same cloth. Hell, I wasn't a calm person on the football field. That probably got on people's nerves. Who gives a damn? That's who I was.
Brian, you're not a calm person in a radio studio. You're not.
I'm calm now. I'm more calm now.
Landfill, would you describe B. Mitch as calm?
Yes.
There's a lot of words I would use to describe B. Mitch, but calm is not one of them.
I mean,
I would say this. If you all knew me,
I can only imagine,
in my time, you would say, oh, he's calm as hell.
Who's calmer, me or B. Mitch?
Me?
Neither of you are really calm. I'm going to be honest.
I'm calmer than him.
I think I'm pretty low key.
You just flipped out because there was a fly.
You assume that I may do something. He always reacts and acts a certain way, right or wrong.
Cody, who you got? Who's more calm, me or B?
It's going to be B. Mitch all day.
He like physically attacks all of us all the time.
He does. He physically attacks.
I have not physically attacked Landfield. I've never physically attacked
Cody. You two have a
weird
alliance.
Yeah, B. Mitch and I are on the same team.
I've never physically attacked Cody, but I do just mess with you most times. I've never physically attacked you. I just walk by and touch you, and you jump out the damn seat.
How about this? Do you remember the Giants with Odell Beckham the week before their playoff game, went down and went on that party boat in Miami, wherever they were, and they were all wearing jeans and boots on a boat with their shirts off.
Yeah.
Very weird look, but whatever. Yeah. Do what you'd like. The Giants, since that picture was taken, are 18-48 and have the worst record in the NFL.
Hey, man, boats can wreck your season. That's what I take from that. Boats can wreck your season.
Phone lines are packed. We're going to keep them. What do I know about boats? I don't understand what's...
That was my question. What do you know about boats?
I can't tell if Landville's talking in my ear or talking on the radio. Just my ear so nobody knows what you're saying? Well, it was a pretty good line to everybody that's listening. We're going to keep the phone lines going. We're definitely going to George in Gaithersburg because he wants to talk about the Sam Cassell
dance. I know a boat expert. We'll call and ask him about it.
Let's get a boat expert on the line.
Smoother, see what he knows.
That was probably the same guy that I was talking about.
Anyway, we're going to go to the phones when we return on 106.7 The Fan.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here, and you heard JP and I talking about my friend Paul Henry over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. We told you how much we love to enjoy working. We enjoy working with him because we actually do. We're not just saying this because we're sitting on the radio doing a little read. We say it because we believe it. Paul came in, and he made us feel comfortable. You know, sometimes you're dealing with a person who's trying to sell you something, you feel uncomfortable because you feel most time they're just trying to get your money. They're not telling you the truth. They'll tell you anything you want to hear to make you feel good so they can go get all the money out your pocket. But Paul wasn't like that. He was open. He was honest. Gave us the best price up front. And the thing I love, like I keep saying over and over again, he has a family-owned business. And I believe that people that are working with family, they just try to do just a little bit more to represent that last name, Mr. Henry. So right now, I want you to do that just like I did. Reach out to him, and in this month, you can receive $100 off Soft Light and Marvin Windows. With the 5-window minimum, you can get $500 off Provia Doors. If you mention my name, Brian Mitchell, you'll receive an extra 5% off. So right now, contact Paul Henry's Window Installation. That's paulhenryswindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little? Or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, got to clear up a mystery here. Cody Betts posted a video of me doing some push-ups. There was a bet that I wouldn't be able to get us out of a segment on time.
I don't think we've been out of a segment today on time.
Well, it's a Victory Friday presented by Chiniga Mayos. Visit MayosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Yeah. Victory Friday, dude.
And it's a Red Bull Friday on top of it.
It's true. A lot going on.
And I haven't received my red cup.
But no, I was nowhere close to on time, so I did the push-ups. Now, it's my understanding
Linnell
have a sleeping cap on?
Have a stocking on his head. You got a do-rag, but you don't do.
Linnell's good at the updates. I think Linnell's good at the updates.
He does a good job.
I think he's better there than on the board.
I think he need to take that off. He kind of looked like... I don't know. He looked a little different with that.
Well, I think he sleeps here sometimes, and I think maybe he just woke up. That's my guess.
All right.
Like, you know, like in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, those like really old English movies, how they'd wear that like hat to go to sleep? I think that's Linnell's sleeping hat.
Mm. He's trying to put some waves in
his cap. Dressed like Zorro, too. He's wearing all black and a black sleeping cap. And Crocs. Cool look, man. All right.
He dressed like he's 50.
All right. Important news. Latricia called earlier this week and was very, very clear that the Washington football team would lose to the New York Giants because they always lose. She was very close. She also said she would call back and apologize if Washington ended up winning. Latricia is a person of her word.
Yes,
hello, Latricia.
Hello, guys.
What's
happening? I'm a woman of my word. I am calling to congratulate the Washington football team for narrowly pulling off a gift from the New York football Giants. How about that?
Hey, you did what you said you were going to do.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear the begrudging skepticism in your voice. But, yeah, you did what you said you were going to do. Let me ask you this question, Latricia. And let's be clear, you're a big Washington fan. That's a huge part of this.
I am.
Are you more excited about Taylor Heinicke or more concerned about the defense?
I am more concerned about that defense.
You think they can fix it?
Oh, I hope so. Let me just try to be optimistic. I hope so.
Latricia, you don't sound optimistic. I'm going to be honest with you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. All right, call in next week with a prediction and then hopefully to apologize again later.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going.
Tweet to say, I'm going to give myself 24 hours to enjoy this win. But we'll take some advice from Jim Zorn and keep it medium.
Stay medium, baby. Maroon and black forever. Mickey is in Baltimore. What's up, Mickey? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Nick?
B. Mitch Finley. First, I'm more excited about Taylor Heinicke, but I got to tell you, last night, I had to work at 3:30 this morning. I drive a truck. As soon as they missed that field goal, I didn't see the flag. I flipped the TV off and went to bed. I didn't know they won until I woke up this morning.
Wow. Oh, that's brutal, dude.
Wow.
But that's a great way to wake up then.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a great surprise. But here's why I'm more excited about Heinicke. I think that I am concerned about the defense. I think the defense will turn itself around. They proved last year that they can make halftime adjustments. I don't see why they can't make adjustments week to week to fix the things that are wrong with it. So I think the defense is going to be fine, and I'm more excited about Heinicke helping carry that team.
I hope you're right, man. Listen, I'm in on Heinicke. I'm all the way in, and I'm not predicting tremendous success, but I think he's QB1 here, and as long as he stays healthy, he could be QB1 for a little while. I think there's something happening here. Thank you for the call, Mick. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. Don't forget, an hour from now, we'll be joined by Peter Rosenberg from ESPN New York. a Washington football team fan in New York. Peter's perspective for this one is going to be pretty damn interesting, considering I think Giants fans are ready.
I'd like to hear what the radio is out there saying today.
Giants fans are ready to riot in the street, I believe. Let's keep the phone lines going. Our guy, David. David is concerned we've all Ashburn syndromed ourselves. David, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing? So I did hear on your podcast, not the last episode, maybe the one before that, that you admitted that you had Ashburn syndromed yourself. Going off of that, what am I more concerned about? I'm more concerned about the offense because in order to win, we're going to need to put up points. The defense is supposedly so great statistically, but there were two losses last year to teams, the Panthers and I think it was the Giants, where the teams actually scored less than 30 points. All of our other losses, the entirety of last year, the other team scored 30 or more points. So as people say, the defense is what are you looking at? What do you Ashburn syndromed yourself? That's not what has been going on. Are you watching the games? The only other thing I did bring up yesterday about Antonio Gibson, I see him again with the ball in one hand, one arm away from his body going through traffic. I mean, that just, it seems like a fumble waiting to happen. Seems like the exact same thing that happened, you know, within our five or whatever it was last game. And it happened again. It was within like 20 yards from our goal line. I
thought
I
Gibson
know.
Did a good job of protecting the ball. Thank you for the call, David. I appreciate you, buddy.
You have Ashburn syndrome yourself. You see positivity in everything, though. You don't see nothing nobody else sees.
Brian, I coined the term. We all suffer from it. The only cure is a Lombardi. Maybe you don't, but there are. Maybe I'm Ashburning myself with Heineke.
Extra.
Listen, man, I just published a story. Like, they just published my story on NBC Sports Washington. I think they found something, man. And I don't think I'm alone. Let's see what my guy George in Gaithersburg thinks. George, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, man. Happy Friday, guys. Love the show. I just want to say I don't know how Taylor Heineke can walk in a straight line without falling over. That guy's got stones bigger than are in the Grand Canyon. I mean, just to be honest. To answer your question, though, that the previous caller brought up, you know, I agree. I'm more concerned about the defense long term. I know that nationally we were probably getting too much love ahead of the season starting than we probably should have. But it's concerning. With all this talent, I'm shocked that they have given up as many points and as many yards through 2 weeks as we have. But we're keeping it positive. Happy Friday, guys. Love the show. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, George. Listen, man, I think the defensive concerns are legitimate. I don't know. I don't think the scheme's going to change. Do you, B? So you just need better execution?
I don't know.
Do you think they're going to get more aggressive?
The scheme may not change, but you may have to tamper with things just a little. Make some slight adjustments. Because for 2 weeks I saw that same zone with the same wide open, middle wide open. That has to change up. Do you just adjust it? Like I said earlier about some bumping them off the line, or act like you're in man but then drop the zone, or act like you're in zone and then really pick them up in a man, or do something to just throw off the timing, because it seems like the teams are throwing everything in rhythm on us right now. We're not disrupting things a lot.
Well, and even some individual performances. William Jackson III looked good against the Chargers.
Yeah.
He had a pick. He had a couple pass breakups. Cam Curl has been really good for this team. Nobody in that secondary was particularly good last night.
It was just, it's a little weird. And then,
and, like, and maybe we should talk specifically about Landon Collins.
See, like, the thing I'm saying is, like, I heard, and this is where I go from, like, a lot of people basically get caught up in, I think they want to talk good a lot of times just to say it. I heard everybody to a man talking about how fast he looked and this, that, and the other. Yeah, and I say, you know what, let's wait and see, because they're not really doing nothing right now. And when I saw him, I don't know what Daniel Jones runs the 40 in, but I know number 26 is supposed to be faster than him, and he didn't get nowhere close to him as he was running. Daniel Jones was adding a little bit more space in between that. So, and then on that play, he tried to go down and crash it and got out of position.
Daniel, but then, Go ahead.
What's Daniel? What's his 40 time?
4.81 seconds.
And if a 4.81 dude is increasing the space in between you and him, you're not what you used to be.
Do you want to know what Landon Collins' 40 time? Now these are from the combine, which is
right,
a number
four,
of years
four
ago.
4.53.
4.53.
So right now, I think
that's
he's 3/10 of a second. He's closer to where. Well, Daniel should not be running away from you, which he did. But if I take what I've heard, everybody, a lot of media, about how fast he's gotten, he looked better, he looked quick. No, he got back quick. But getting back quick and being 100% and being closer to that 100% is two different things. And that's why I will continue to think how I think based off of what I see and not just get swayed by Ashburn syndrome.
Phone lines remain packed. We all must remain diligent in the fight against Ashburn syndrome. The only cure is a Lombardi. We all know that. But I got to tell you something. It's J.P. Finley, and whether it's after a hard day of work or relaxing on the weekend, we all love kicking back and watching live sports. And it doesn't matter what sport you're watching. It's always fun to have a little action. I don't care if it's baseball, football, basketball, hockey, racing, golf. It's just more exciting when you're a part of the game. That's why I downloaded the WynnBET app. Whether you're a recreational player like me or a serious handicapper, WynnBET is your ticket to every exciting wager. From straight bets to parlays, teasers, and any exotic proposition wager you can dream up. The app is easy to use and everyone knows Wynn is one of the biggest and best brands in the gaming industry. So get off the sidelines. Get the app on Google Play or the Apple Store today and put yourself in the game. Win with WynnBET. Must be 21 or older and present in a state where play through WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Visit MyosCareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Shout out to the legend, Ahmet. I won the contest. I just want to clarify that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
So Ahmet said he was sending us lunch for a victory Friday. I think we should make this a tradition, whether it's Friday or Monday. Whatever day there's a victory.
You didn't win. We won.
We all get.
Look, so you didn't win.
We all win because he sent us food from the Palm, which is just fantastic.
And that's not Ruth Chris.
Listen. You guessed barbecue. So whatever restaurant that would have been barbecue, you would have won. I guess the steakhouse, he sent us a steakhouse, I win.
No, you should have said steak. You said Ruth's Chris. It's not the same.
Shout out to Cody for finding some plastic knives. Appreciate you, Code Mode. Appreciate you, Ahmet.
Where phone you going,
lines,
Ahmet?
Phone lines are jumping.
I will
jumping.
Never call you a snitch again.
Let's go to Jake in Fredericksburg. I think Jake and I might be disagreeing. What's up, Jake?
Hey, that's me.
It's you, buddy.
Hey, man. So, how are y'all today?
We're good, good pal. How about you?
Good. Hanging in there. So I'm not here to be a Heinicke hater.
It literally says Jake in Fredericksburg, Heinicke hater. That's how, how you've been identified.
That's what they told me. Look, I've got some general concerns, man. I think the guy played great. You know, he's a young quarterback. He stepped up every time that, you know, the football teams needed him to come in and play, and he gets the job done. My concerns are, is unless it's a check down pass, it looked like 90% of the balls that he threw last night were about a foot and a half, 2 foot over his receiver's head, where it's a jump ball every time he throws the ball.
How'd the ball to J.D. McKissic down the sideline look?
That one looked good. That's why I said 90%. I didn't say every pass.
He went for 330. I don't know, man. He sailed a couple. Not everything was super accurate, but he went for 330.
Yeah, he went for 330. But again, like you said, not everything was super accurate. Last night, I'm not going to speak on, you know, if they got away with a win or not. However, you know, you put him up against a defense that's not a mediocre defense, you know, with a mediocre secondary. Yeah, James Bradbury's good, but James Bradbury couldn't even lock Terry McLaurin up last night like everybody said that he was going to do. So I think that you put him up against a good secondary, and that ball's got to come down, you know, and hit receivers in the chest.
It's
or
a fair
not be
call.
Behind or in front of a receiver. He's going to get picked.
I appreciate the call, Jake. I really do. And listen, we're all excited right now. Last night was erotic. There were highs and lows. But Taylor Heinicke is not Johnny Unitas. Like, I don't think anybody's trying to confuse him.
I beg to differ. I think some people are.
Okay,
but I am not. And I think that's the thing about it. Everybody has opinions about this thing, okay? And it's okay to think he's good. But other people may think something differently. And I think it's okay to understand that and listen to that as well. I'm talking based off of what I know, based off, give me four games, and we're going to start seeing how things
so
are.
So to your point, you want four games. Where are we on that count? Two or three?
We basically had two games, I would say.
So he played most of the second half against the Panthers last year and most of the second half last week against the Chargers. But he started twice in Washington.
Basically three games, whatever. I give you three.
Okay.
But it is when things start, if things start changing, just understand what people are saying. In this town, every time something looks different than what it was, we don't ever just like it for what it is. We make it way more than what it is. And I think a lot of people have seen that. Like last night, the poll on the
NBC Sports Washington
asked, are you not excited, even, or very excited, whatever. 45% said not. 15% said even. That's 60%. And 40% said super excited. In the past, that was 80% super excited. There are some fans now who are learning to now pump the brakes.
Some skepticism.
Yeah.
It's okay to be skeptical. It really is. But you don't want to be cynical. And I think there's a reasonable difference there.
I don't think people are being cynical when they don't just automatically buy.
I agree with you.
Buy but last night as like this is going to be the way it's going to be all the time now.
I'm just saying, between the Tampa game and last night and even the performance last week against the Chargers, he's getting to a point where it's harder and harder to be dismissive.
I mean, I have to be dismissive, but I would also say in the Tampa game, they were so comfortable. They were playing a different defense where they weren't trying to push it like they were pushing it against any other team. I would say that. And you, like I know, in this league, when a team is not really coming at you and they're playing more back to allow you to keep getting the first down and run the clock off so they can win the game, that it's not the same level of defense.
The Giants' defense, I don't think, is going to finish the year as an elite unit. The best part about last night is that we can have the debate about Heinicke from a 1-1 record. They're not in an 0-2 hole where they're chasing. Mm-hmm. I mean, who knows what will happen in Buffalo, but I think it's entirely possible that Washington finishes the weekend tied for first in the NFC East.
Could be.
At best, Dallas can be 1-1. The Eagles play the Niners at home. I mean, that's no cakewalk.
No, not at all.
Now, if the Eagles look like they did last week, we'll see.
Yeah.
But the best part of all this is that they got the win last night. And
yeah, see, that's the thing about it. Like, I they got the win. You're happy about it.
It was a
skin of your teeth. When we lost by 8 to Dallas, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, everyone ran around. Look how close we were. We almost beat them, blah, blah, all this stuff. But when Dallas lost to them by 2, we say, oh, they lost by two. We lost by 8. So are they 6 points better than us? No. So ultimately, let's understand one thing. We can make this thing sound how we want it to sound. And I think we have to sit there and look at it in many different aspects. And Taylor did some great things. He did some bad things.
He did one very bad thing.
One was very bad.
Very bad.
It was some bad things in the game, too.
Yeah, of course.
Other than that.
Always.
But we still have to understand we are in an area where the quarterback position is so, you know, it brings so much out of people to where we can sit there and it just – it explodes every time we talk about it. And we haven't seen enough great play to where everything looks great to us.
Phone lines are packed. We're keeping them going. Peter Rosenberg joins us at 1:30 here on The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.